was actually more intelligible before with the lower audio. Yeah, but that's a link issue.
All right. I just switched back to the HD because I had to move. I'm trying to make a cup of coffee because I could use one right now.
KB2CWZ, WB2CMFOBO. Them clouds are still out. Fortunately, it passed me the opposite direction and just covered the car. Like I said, you still got to be careful, but like I said, it's more floods than anything else.
Yeah, see, these are the days I missed those boots. What boots that I had? In fact, I took Dad's, Mom gave them to me last week when I was there. She says, they're sitting here, take it. But it's the same problem as my boots. They're dry rotted. I went out to Lehigh. Lehigh has a website, and they still sell them. They're steel-tipped snow boots. I think they want $127 for them. I may just order a new pair.
But the expressway is moving, surprisingly, at 59. I still have my Sears boots. They're holding up fine. They're waterproof.
Yeah, that's like the boots I had, you know, from work. You know, actually, we were arguing the last few years I was working there because they stopped offering them. And a couple of us, the older guys, the young kids, they'll slop through anything. But there was like five or six of us, we wanted the option to order snow boots. And they said, well, no, Lehigh doesn't, you know, it's not on the list, you know. And I always wanted to just, you know, do it because I would have gotten a company discount. You know, now I got to do it on my own. That's why it's a little bit more. But yeah, I think I'm going to do it because, like, now I have two pairs of snow boots, but they're both dry rotted.
KKD2CWC, WB2CMF Mobile. I think I'll skip the 7-Eleven this morning. Parking lot is flooded. Of course, at work anyway. Making good time though, and like I said, I want to get out before any of the heavy traffic. You know, because most of the schools, 2 hour delay, they'll be on the road at 9. I figure I want to be ahead of that. I did put Kristen's bed together on Saturday, so spent about over five hours putting that together.
Yeah, that was fun to change. I said that to James. But what kind of bed did he get? Beds take like a half hour if you're taking your time.
One of those beds that she saw in the IKEA catalog that she fell in love with, you know, where it's really like a bunk bed, but underneath is, you know, you put your sofa in, underneath or your desk underneath. Probably be great for a dorm, you know. The trouble is, you know, and I tried to explain it to her, but she wasn't, you know, she wasn't listening. You really need a high ceiling for that. You know, with an 8-foot ceiling, already I had to cut it down, too. I cut it down almost a half a foot. And still, you're close to the ceiling. But that's what she wanted.
All right, well, you know, the bottom line is you got it done, so I guess you can't. Yeah, I'm glad we didn't go in. You know, it would have been tough. I hear everybody by Jimmy, they're all sick. I think Andrew's starting to get sick. Yesterday he was sneezing. Probably for the best.
Yeah, that was fine. Like I said, there was very little parking there anyway. Hold on, I got pulled into the driveway over here. Hold on. Okay, KD2CWZ, WB2CMF. Made it to work, no problem. So, it's a little slower and floodier than normal. Actually, I'm the first one here, which means I gotta open up. I hate that, you know. Get the alarm code wrong, the alarm goes off, and they don't like that.
That's good. Danny's not back, so I'm sure she made it to work. Yeah, I could see I'm probably gonna have to go out there later. Hopefully, rain stops. stops just for the driveway, because this is all going to turn to ice. You know that. And ice is supposed to turn to ice. But, you know, there's so much water there. You know, I don't know whether to leave it. But hopefully a lot of it will melt away during the day today.
That's the only thing you have to watch out. Well, I'll have to watch out for is may turn to back to sleet and ice and snow for the rush hour home. So I have to really keep an eye on that. Maybe leave a little bit earlier. I don't know. We'll see. Besides, I beat everybody else in, so maybe I will leave a little bit earlier. Anyway, let me say 7-3 to you, and I'll talk to you hopefully afternoon. AD2CWZ, WB2CMF, Mobile.
All right, Pat, 73, have a great day. I'm going to go there and make some oatmeal for something warm. I'll talk to you later. Don't work too hard and be safe. 73, WB2CMF, AD2CMF.
73, WB2CMF, I'm clear.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Let me know. I will. Anyway. anyway. That's the way to go. Parkway seems to be moving, so that's my main route to Whitestone. Some of the distance there is service road, otherwise you could go into Francis Lewis Boulevard, take me right about up to the office. So there's some choices over here, but once you get on the parkway, there's a 2 mile stretch north of Northern Boulevard, where it's just parkway and nothing else on too much unless you go into side streets. But seem to be moving at the moment. And I guess we had snow in the beginning and turned over to rain. Now it's mostly raining. And hopefully tonight will be as bad as it was the other day. Getting home, not so bad. You know, not much worse than when I got home. Took like 2 hours for a half hour ride normally. Yeah, no one was that long. Anyway, they're just very noisy. I'm drawing better there. So I'm going to monitor for Bob and, before you arrive. Hopefully my signal will be better when I get a couple of seconds. KC2, KKX. We'll just... Very good, Peter. Yeah, you're getting in between stuff. So, it was in and out, but I got that you're clearing for now. Very good. Okay, under the bridge and back out, and two trucks might be listening.
is Y. This is KD2HJP. Go ahead.
DB, good morning. It's Andy here. Headed eastbound on Northern Parkway. Traffic is, there is no traffic. Just a little caution with the road because it's still just 30 degrees.
My name here is Charlie. I'm just leaving work early. I'm eastbound on the Belt Parkway at Merrick Boulevard, exit 24, heading to Franklin Square, so I got 7 miles. Yeah, it's freezing rain, so it's starting to get nasty. The temperature's just at freezing, so it's going to be nastier from here on out.
Yeah, I'll just take it easy. I'm in no rush to get to work. I just want to make sure I get there okay. Dropped 29 degrees. Where the heck am I now? I'm going to be coming up on Route 110 pretty shortly. Let's see. Accident at exit 43, right lane closed, Northern Parkway eastbound. So you worked the night shift then. You headed home for go to sleep?
Yeah, sorry about that. Getting a little burning smell in the car. I'm not sure if the vehicle in front of me in my car, so I'm going to clear right now. This is KD2HJP and clear.
On the road. Steering with the hands. I am clear. Good day. Thanks for coming back on that.
Of course. WB2ZSE.
life. What an empty life you must have.
Tired, but keeping moving. So, Yep, got all that done. I'm headed out to Counter Motive right now. I'm running a little bit late, but I would rather be there in one piece than be there on time. Multiple pieces.
Copy that. I hear you. So, this is a 4 mile road, and I took the main road with some of the other roads, okay? Yes, that's what I'm taking slow, and nobody's saying, amazingly enough, nobody's honking me, so, which is good. And, I'll be local here on Long Island. And that's it. I'm not going to Brooklyn today. Just, taking it easy.
Good afternoon, W2OSR.
Hey, Bobby. I don't think it was supposed to get this cold this early. So, I just crossed the Suffolk border, and the temperature in the car says 26. So, we are dropping radically. I know the stuff I shoveled this morning is now iced. So, we're getting cold quick, so it's going to be ugly this afternoon. Bobby, pick it up. K2YO.
Yeah, I'm moving along out here with my four-wheeled ice skate. Boy, these roads are horrible. I don't think my community has decided to put down any salt or sand yet to make any significant dent in it.
I was just off Wheatley Road. I'm over here. Over Hollow Road and all that stuff. It's not too much better up there.
Hey, Andy, next time around, back off the mic a little bit, please. Bob, Garden City took some heat for the last snowstorm. They did a terrible job, and so they were out early this morning. I know I got plowed three times this morning that I know of, and that was before 8 o'clock. So they got their little noses smacked, and they're working hard to prove they're not having a problem this time, Bob.
All right, well, my streets are plowed. It's just that they are icy. I see one of our city trucks moving around out here. Hopefully he's throwing some sand or something down on the road. But I'm going to put it in the driveway so they can plow me back in again if that's what they're doing.
Bernie, how's this? Is this any better?
Definitely better.
Okay, yeah, what I do is I turn the microphone. This microphone's a little more sensitive, so I usually turn it away from my mouth, and I had it towards my mouth this time. So... I have two microphones on the 8900, an old one and the new one I got from China. It's newer. It's only 2 years old instead of 8 years old. So its condenser is a little bit different than the other one. So yeah, they should be okay. I'm still there.
Maybe busy parking. I just turned southbound on 110 off the highway, and significantly left traction on 110, so if you're out this way, be careful. It looks like it probably got plowed this morning, and they probably never put down chemical, so it's icy.
I thought I was parking my car, guys, but I'm going out to run an errand for my wife.
Gonna park it at the store then. Yeah, well, I think today's a sand day. Cause the ice melt's gonna be pounds and pounds of it. So put sand down, and then when it's all finished doing its precipitation, then we'll just do all the melting stuff.
Hey, Abby, did you get my last transmission?
All right. Well, at least I got everything shoveled out. There's no way I could use the snowblower. I don't know. Well, drive carefully. I'm going to put the mic down and keep two hands on the wheels. W2OSR.
Andy, did you get my last transmission about 110?
It was plowed this morning, so be careful when you go over there. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. No, I'm just going to go to Plainview and Hicksville to Plainview, Milneck, and then Hicksville. So, pick up a new component, go drop it in.
Yeah, I didn't get a beep when I let up, so I wasn't sure if I had captured the repeater or not. So, Bob, be careful. And to quote the movie Groundhog Day, 10 and 2, 10 and 2. Don't drive angry, 10 and 2.
And unfortunately, the groundhog, the real groundhog in Pennsylvania, saw his shadow, so we're going to be at this for another 6 weeks.
We just have cataracts. Yeah, well, you know, it's surprised you wanted to come out.
Oh, I viewed the groundhog in Staten Island as a plant, that the mayor killed the old one, and I think the new one is some kind of a leftist global warming plant, so I don't trust the Staten Island one anymore.
We need one here on Long Island.
Now, when you put your meteorological faith in a rodent, you really have to be careful which rodent you pick.
I have to deal with two-legged rats all day, so no big deal.
I'm going to sign clear. I'm about to make the left turn. I don't know, whatever street this is, the one off where Farmingdale College is, the one with Hooters. So I will catch you later. Have a wonderful day. Be safe out there. K2YO is clear.
This is volumes when you say when you're passing Hooters, then you have to keep your hands on the wheel. All right, I'll be monitoring KB2AZJ.
WB2MBV, Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Bravo Victor, through Echo Link from Palm Beach County, on a test. Anybody copy me, please? That station, there was no audio, and you were in and out of the repeater. You want to try it again, over? Yeah, this is Sandy, WB2MBV, here in West Palm Beach. Anybody up there? How's the weather? Was it as bad as they were forecasting?
K60PZ, copy.
And to a yellow K6 DPC.
Lucky to get the car door open.
Oh, absolutely. You're right, everything's lighting up. My side door, the storm door, the handle froze. I actually had to bang it to open it. It just turned to ice.
Well, I'm coming up to 62, so fortunately I don't have too much more to go. And the expressway, it's more than 30 miles an hour, it was a good time. Ahead of the real rush hour. KD2CW, ZWB2CMM Mobile.
All right, Pat, yeah. I'm surprised Chris isn't listening in. I figured she
gave her a call before to let her know I had left, but she wasn't on. But she may be out because I told her, whatever you don't shovel, it's just going to stay there. I guess this whole system moved up faster than they thought, because originally it was supposed to get, but we just kept going down from the Phoenix Park, temperature started dropping. Now down to about 2 out here.
Yeah, my weather map says it's like 26 over here. I don't want to tell you upstate. I mean, they're getting snow up there.
Kind of wondering.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
I was kind of wondering if they had gotten snow up there, or if they're getting the same thing up there. I guess you couldn't download a picture today, or could you?
Ah, W.